Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. What a fascinating story this is, and a fascinating guy, Nick Friedman. Nick is the guy behind, entrepreneur, co-founder of the $300 million company, College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving, and he's got a lot going on here. Nick, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hey, first of all, about this company, how old were you when you started this thing?
So I was in college when we started College Hunks Hauling Junk. We were home for summer vacation. It was my buddy from high school, and his mom had a beat-up cargo van. And she offered us to borrow the van, and she's actually one who called us College Hunks Who Could Haul Junk, and we thought it was a catchy way to make the phone ring. So I always tell the story. We had the 800 number on the back of the truck routed to our cell phone, and people would call the 800 number to complain about driving, and I'd be in the driver's seat pretending like I wasn't the one driving, you know, hey, yeah, we're going to fire those guys when they get back to the office. So it was humble beginnings, but, you know, here we are, you know, over 15 years later and, you know, over 200 franchises around the country. So
wow.
It's been a fun journey.
Yeah, and you went on Shark Tank and turned them down, right?
We were on the very first episode of the very first season of Shark Tank, of all things. We ended up turning down an offer from Robert Herjavec, one of the sharks. And at the time, it was probably a fair offer, but, you know, now the business is much bigger. So then about a year ago, we were on Undercover Boss. And it was fun because we kind of had the arc of, you know, asking for money on Shark Tank to giving out money on Undercover Boss. So it was kind of a full arc, you know, over a decade later.
That's pretty cool. We're talking to Nick Friedman here in the National Defense, entrepreneur, co-founder of College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. But you're here to talk about this movie that is also incredible to me, that nobody has done a movie on Jeff Bezos before. It's called Bezos the Beginning, and you actually star in the movie as the first employee of Amazon. It's Shel Kaplan, right?
Yes, that's correct. So I like to joke. I tell my mom that I went from the moving business to the movie business. But I met the guy who plays Bezos in the movie, Armando Gutierrez, and he was telling me about how he bought the script and was going to make the first movie ever about the founding of Amazon. And like you, I was shocked that that hadn't been done yet and seemed like something that I could really get behind, you know, having been on television programs and always interested to share inspiring entrepreneurship stories. There's no better story to be told than, you know, one of the most successful entrepreneurship success stories of our time with Bezos and Amazon. So I said, hey, I'd love to be involved either as a producer or an actor or both. And he said, well, how about both? So as you mentioned, I play the role of Shel Kaplan, who's the very first employee Bezos recruited when launching Amazon in his garage. And the person who I play in the movie basically spent all his time coding and developing the website while Bezos was out on the road raising capital and looking for investors.
Yeah, I just watched your scene where you apply for the job. You didn't think you were applying for a job, and you met with Bezos at a coffee shop. How true to life is that this guy comes in just cocky, full of himself, and basically says, you'd be lucky to have me?
Everything in the movie is based on a book called Zero to Hero by R.V. Romero, and it's all factual accounts and historical media reports and anecdotes or interviews either with Kaplan or Bezos or other accounts. And so as far as we know, it's completely true that Bezos invited this guy to a coffee shop to talk about this business, but then started trying to interview him, and Shel was like, wait a minute. Like, you'd be lucky to have me. I'm the best programmer around. And Bezos kind of softens his approach. He's like, you're probably right. So, but we do see that tension start at the beginning when they first meet, and it kind of plays itself out throughout the entire movie as Shel's kind of, you know, slaving away in the garage trying to get the website going, and Bezos is out on the road. There's definitely some tension and friction there.
Wow. We're talking to Nick Friedman here on the National Defense and the new film Bezos, The Beginning. And it's where can we see this thing? This is going to be on it starts this week, right?
Yeah, it's coming out January 24th, and it's going to be on all the streaming platforms. If you think iTunes, Apple TV, Amazon Movies Now, Google Play, Vimeo, and you know, any other video on demand platform that's out there. And so, yeah, definitely encourage the listeners to check it out. It's kind of an inspirational, fun movie about the starting of Amazon and the challenges that Bezos faced that we may not even remember. You know, he started with just selling books online and had to deal with the CEO of Barnes & Noble trying to put him out of business and, you know, the tensions with his early employees. So it was definitely a fun movie to be a part of and looking forward to sharing it with folks.
So, Nick, I mean, this first employee, Shell, this guy's got to be doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, so it's funny. It's all relative. In the movie, we see Shell kind of frustrated that he's not getting the same amount of founders' shares as Bezos and his wife and parents. And that really happened in real life and severed the relationship between Shell and Bezos. And we've seen that in interviews that Shell has done since Amazon. Now, I don't think he's hurting. I think he's still got some amount of shares, and because Amazon's so big, the guy Shell is known to be a worth a couple billion net worth. So I wouldn't feel sorry for the guy, but relative to McKinsey, who's worth $60 billion, and
right.
Bezos' parents, who are probably worth $20 or $30 billion, it's he's still maybe feeling like he didn't get what he deserved.
So now you've got the acting bug. I mean, you've appeared in a few things, and then you sign on to executive produce this project, and then you end up playing one of the leads. And it kind of reminds me, Nick, of, I don't know if you ever saw a movie with Warren Beatty called Heaven Can Wait. He buys a football team, and he signs on as the starting quarterback.
I do like to joke that I kind of snuck into Hollywood through the back door. I mean, I'm kind of checking off maybe a childhood dream or bucket list. And, you mentioned Heaven Can Wait. As a kid, I probably dreamed of playing in the NBA or being a movie star, and that didn't quite pan out. I ended up being an entrepreneur, founder of College Hunt Calling Junk and Moving instead. But because of the opportunities that have presented themselves, I've been able to get involved in acting and movie producing, which is it's pretty fun to see that play itself out. And I think a testament to sort of lifestyle creation and manifesting opportunities through entrepreneurship as well.
I mean, what an inspirational story all the way around you have. I mean, starting this giant company out of nothing and all the franchisees and then kind of creating your own path. I mean, it's very inspirational. And you do have a book out too, right?
I do, yeah. So we published a book called Effortless Entrepreneur, Work Smart, Play Hard. And it was kind of written at the time. What is it that we wish we had learned in high school and college and in the early days of our business that we've now sort of learned through the other books and mentors that we've been fortunate to surround ourselves with. That coupled with this movie and then kind of the story of College Hunk Calling Junk in general is something that we're all very passionate about at our company. It's inspiring leaders, inspiring entrepreneurship, and giving people the confidence and tools to be successful.
How cool. Nick, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man. Way to go. Continued success. And the movie Bezos, The Beginning, streaming everywhere starting this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.